This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Interesting set of prices here, Derek, because QPR was 6-1 to beat Arsenal on Wednesday. Never really threatened.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
I mentioned that in the midweek podcast, the one where we tipped nothing but losers.
And all the favourites won.
Yeah.
What a midweek for
every
the bookies,
punter, Every punter in the land won, and we didn't tip a winner. Amazing, isn't it? And so I expected, I mentioned that Arsenal were 4-7 for that game and Tottenham were 4-5 for this, and they're still 4-5, and I think it's, you know, I think it's absolutely nailed on. It's one of the, today, it's like the weekend is like one of those international breaks, isn't it, when only teams who have no players of international standard fulfill fixes, you know, like League One sides, League Two sides, and QPR and Tottenham. It's just, I mean, QPR, they're going out the league, aren't they? We did give them hope when they had a couple of decent results a few weeks ago, but Lee pointed out quite rightly at the time that their home fixes, where they were relying on their good form, was a minefield for them. And look what's happened in their recent home fixes. Lost to Arsenal, lost to Southampton, lost to Man United, and now Tottenham come calling. Tottenham come winning 4-5 is an absolute gift.
I find it incredible that it's pretty much half the price they were midweek. I'm not saying for a second that was a good bet that I put up against Arsenal midweek.
Because thanks for reminding me.
They were absolutely dominated. But they were 6-1 to beat Arsenal. They're 16-5 here to beat Tottenham.
I was listening to the radio on, and the reporter on the BBC was saying that they were given as good as they got in the first half.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think they were as.
I must admit, I only saw the highlights package, but after the game, the studio pundits on Match of the Day were saying that Arsenal were dominating throughout.
Not a surprise either, is it? I mean, as Derek said there, Tottenham net this game, Everton, who are obviously, all right, you know, aren't in the best of form, but, you know, always a tricky game. They've got Chelsea at home. The last two fixtures for QPR at home are West Ham and Newcastle, but that coincides with the last two away fixtures of Liverpool and Man City.
Yeah.
So just when they get some, winnable homes, they get some very losable aways. They look in serious trouble, don't they? In fact, bereft, I would say, possibly. 22 points they're on, so 3 points away from Villa. I can't see them getting anything out of this. I mean, you know, the form isn't good enough. They don't do particularly well in London derbies either. What I would say is that, just to get a bit more value if you're looking for it, and I think 4-5 is probably good enough, to be honest, Tottenham to win and both teams to score is interesting, because Tottenham... I've only had one clean sheet in the last 11 league away games. Harry Kane scored in his last 8 away games as well. And he's not scored in a couple, the League Cup final, of course, and didn't really feature in the game, in the Europa League, in either game. So, you know, he's probably itching to get another goal. It's been like a bit of a drought for him at the minute, isn't it? Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 5-2. And the Tottenham to win and both teams to score is the same price. So, obviously, the better one of those is Tottenham to win and both teams to score, you'd say. And if they're going to score, that man again, Charlie Austin. I mean, you know, you can rely on him. Whatever they do, it doesn't really matter. He'll pop up with a consolation goal.
Yeah.
7-4 to score any time against the defence that's conceded in all those away games, as I mentioned, is good. He's got 15 goals from 24 this season, including 2 in his last 2. He's scored over half of Rangers' 28 goals in the league. 7-4 is nice. I think I'll go with Charlie Austin at 7-4 as my main bet there.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.